Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in, because the show is about to begin. From the front lines of America, Babylon, and transmitting worldwide on the internet and satellite, you are listening to Omega Man Radio Network with Shannon Davis.
My friend, it's good to hear your voice again. We're doing okay. Folks, great. We're here with Pastor Tony Collette, and welcome wherever you're tuning in from. This is a live program here on the Marathon tonight, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Brother Tony, great to be back with you. Open us up in prayer, and the microphone is yours.
Amen. Yes, sir. Lord, I pray right now that you will bless this program, Lord, that we could, everybody could hear, that they will understand me, Lord. And Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. Thank you for coming and hearing. It's what I wanted to talk about. Actually, I'm going to talk about a lot of things, but right now in the world, a lot of people are asking themselves, what's going on? Okay, what's going on? In the Bible, it says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And we see what's happening in Israel. We see what's happening in the world. We see right here, I live in the United States, and there's so much uncertainty. We have an election coming very soon. And there's a lot of things going on in the world. Right now, we heard about Iran firing more than 300 and something projectiles to Israel. And anything could happen. Anything could happen. We live in special times. But we, as Christians, need to know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. His word is alive, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to have that. Now, talking about us, God's people, boy, a lot of things happen, no? I mean, I had a very special 2023. So many things happened. My house got flooded. We were living for almost a whole year outside the house while the we work with the insurance. My sweet wife of 43 years went to be with the Lord in January. So many things, and we go, oh Lord, what's going on? Where are you while we're going through so many trials? Where are you when everything is falling apart? The world looks like it's falling apart. But He is faithful. He is faithful. He's always faithful. That Psalm that I read, I'm going to read it again. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all, out of all the afflictions. Now, you see, if we look in our natural eyes, we wonder, how could this be? I'm going through all these problems. I'm a servant of God, and I just have one thing after another. And actually, while I was going through all those situations, the Lord gave me a psalm. I'm sure I read it before, but it never hit me. And let me see if I can find it here real quick. By the way, this talk, I asked the Lord, Lord, just put in my mouth whatever you want me to talk about. Okay? And I think right now this is an important time. This is a time that we need to learn that what He says in His Word is what He says. He's not a liar. He's not going to tell a story. He's going to tell us. But look, Psalm 66:10. It says, for Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. He's proving you. He's proving me. Why? Why we need to go through so many problems? Lord, I love you. You told me you're love. But boy, I'm going through this problem and the other problem. Yes, we live in a fallen world. But you see, God sees quite different from what we see. We see what is in front of our eyes. We see what we need at the moment. We decide if this is good or is bad, but God sees beyond. He sees in eternity. He sees where we're going. Why does He have to prove us so much? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But you know what a rod and a staff is used for? It's an instrument to help the sheep, to keep them in the way. And sometimes, you know, you use it to discipline or you use them to get them out of trouble. But still, it's a discipline. Why do we need so much discipline? Well, guys, we're going to eternity. And because we're going to eternity and God sees beyond what we see, He's making us ready for what is coming, the eternal world. Not this little world that we're here for a few little years. And then we're gone. We're just passing through. Oh, we should know that we're just passing through. This is not our world. This is not our home. We're going into eternity, and we need to be prepared. Look what happened with the angels. What are you talking about, the angels? Yes, the angels. A quarter of the angels in heaven fell with Satan. So, how did they fail? Maybe they were not prepared. Maybe they were not going to go through. So they fell. So I know we're saved. We're going to heaven. But you think God wants us to be prepared for whatever happens? We don't know. He says that things that I have not seen, no ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man, are the things that God has prepared for them, for us, for them, for us. But sometimes we look at it, oh, beautiful colors, everything. Yes, that's right. But God is a moving God. God is a creating God. And you think we're learning this here in this world, and then that's it? We're going to be flying in heaven with a harp? I think he's preparing us. He's making fighters out of us. And that's what we need to understand, that sure, it's a world that we don't really understand, but there must be a fight. If a third of the angels in heaven, which are thousands upon thousands, maybe billions, I don't know, fail, then you think that maybe we don't need to be prepared in this world right now. This uncertainty, everything. I know that a lot of preachers preach, don't worry, Jesus is going to come and take us away before there's any problems. And I hope they're right. I hope they're right. But there's a problem. It's not scriptural. You cannot find any place in the Bible where God took a whole bunch of babes, because sometimes we have to know that we are babes in a lot of ways, and just took them, and they didn't have to go and be proven and go through the trials and tribulations. Oh, well, what happened with Elisha look what they went, those men of God, they went through thick, and they had to learn they had to go and be tried. And then it came time, there's only two men in the Bible that God just took up into heaven without. But look at their lives. What trials they went through. All the things that they had to go through. I'm sorry, I don't have everything written down, so I forgot the name of the two. But one was, Elisha, I think it was. And the other one was, can't remember his name. But it was before even the flood.
Enoch.
Okay. Enoch, yes, I couldn't remember. Enoch, look what he went, if you see what he went, he went for hundreds of years being tried. And yes, he was a man that God, and God took him. But he just didn't take a bunch of babes that been in this earth for a few years, and we had gone through a few little tribulations, and we think that God is going to take everybody. Boy, if we read the scriptures, I wish that's going to happen. But that wasn't my point. My point here is that why do we go through so many trials and tribulations? And why is this happening in the world? Well, let me go on. Let me read Psalm 66, 10, 11, and 12, which is, it's that was really, especially while I was going through all these tribulations, he gave me hope. Thank you, Lord. But he says, I'm going to read 10 again, 66:10, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brought us into the net. That's into the net. What does he mean by the net? To his net. Thou laid affliction upon our loins. Do we need afflictions? Yes, sometimes we do. Like a good father with the kids, he needs to put the rules so they learn and they don't stray out of the way. And God in his love knows that we need that. So thou brought us into the net. Thou layest affliction upon our loins. And 12, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. But before they went to the wealthy place, they had to go through what? Through fire and water. So this is something that we have to see. You know, we here in America, we want everything now. We want our pie and our eggs and everything now. But the Lord in his love, he wants us to learn so we could be fighters and stand on the word, because we know that the word is right. One thing, the word of God is the word of God. That was a great saying. But what I mean is that when you find something there, you could stand on it. You could stand on it. It's not going to flop. It's not going to bend. It is what it says. And there you go in and you're going to find that there's nothing as God's word. You can stand on God's word, on his promises. But you need to learn that. You need to go through the fire. You need to go through the difficulties. And God in his love wants us to go there. Look at Psalm 51. This is pretty heavy. I guess you guys remember Psalm 51, okay? You remember Psalm 51, what was that from? Yep, that was when David had gone into Bathsheba. Okay, look at David. David was an amazing warrior. He's the one when he was a young man that fought against Goliath and cut his head. And here comes the great king that had gone through all trials and tribulations, and then flesh calls and he goes and he sinned. He went, actually, he was a murderer. You know, he was a murderer to get Bathsheba. Okay. But, you know, when Nathan came and said, you are that man, you are the one, you know, and David had a bow and realized, and look what he says, you know, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. And this is an important part. 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. He didn't try to wash everything out and say, oh, I didn't do it. He had to say, yes, Lord, I am that sinner. I did it all. But Lord, I trust in you. Please wash me, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but wash me thoroughly of my iniquities. You know, that's he learned that, yes, I am a sinner. I'm not so good as everybody else think, but I'm trusting in you. And that takes humility. And you think the Lord is trying to show us humility? Jesus said, the Son of God, God incarnated, come unto me who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Do you understand what that means? The God of heaven is meek and lowly of heart. I mean, he's everything. He owns it all. And us, man, when we get a little knowledge, when we get a little title, oh, I'm so-and-so, you know, we get so proud of ourselves. We're so strong. Yes, I could go and do anything. When Jesus, the last night when he was there in Gethsemane, and he was saying, you guys are going to leave me. And Peter goes, I will never leave you. I will be with you to the end. And he said, Peter, this night you're going to deny me three times. Oh, no, I won't do that. Well, that's our flesh. That's our flesh. We all, you know, our flesh always wants us to think that we're so strong that we could go through anything. But then when we're going through it, then it's when we find we need him. We need him every moment. And yes, we fall. But if we are humble enough and acknowledge that we're not strong enough, we let the Lord come and heal us. And he heals us because God is love. Why, if God is love, do I have to go through all this tribulation? Why do I have to? I've been so good. Blah, blah, blah. The flesh talking. We are not that good. We'll try a little bit. I do some Uber and driving sometimes here in Dallas. And I could boast, oh, I've been serving the Lord for the last 50 years. Okay? But when somebody comes in front, my first reaction is, and then I have to rebuke myself and say, Lord, forgive me. Pray for that man. Bless him. You know, why? Because we're flesh. We are flesh, and we are in need, and we need those situations so we can learn. You know, it's so easy to judge, like Jesus said, you know, judge a brother, judge everyone, you know, and we feel so good, so holy, you know. But what's going to happen when we're right there in front of the Lord? That's why we need him. That's why he had to come and give his life for us. We were not good enough. But at the same time, now we go to the other side. You see, at the end is the Lord. And you and me need to know who we are in Jesus. That's a different thing, you know, because we, from this talk, we could feel, oh, yes, we're so bad. You know what? Yes, we're bad, but he's good. We need to put our eyes on Jesus. You know, I hear so many people, They want somebody to pray for them and to get delivered. And that's good. But then they get delivered and they fall back. They fall back again. Instead of getting up like David did. You remember David when he fell and he was doing a fast. He didn't eat anything. He was just, you know, he knew his son was going to die. He was trying to do everything he could so his son would not die. But when he learned that he was dead, he went, got ready, took a shower, and went to eat. And the servants did that. But what happened to you? Well, I was hoping that the Lord will see my distress. That's my words. This is not, and that he will keep the baby alive. But, you know, he's already gone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's how we have to be. When we are prayed, somebody prays for us and deliver us, we need to stand. Stand like warriors and don't let the enemy in. Know who we are in Christ. But at the same time, be humble enough to know that it is Him, the Lord, and we need to stay close to Him. Well, that was another point. I just wanted that was an extra point here. But because out of this talk, you could say, oh, yeah, we have to be so humble. Yes, we have to be humble. But at the same time, we have to be warriors and know that He delivered us. So keep your deliverance. Oh, but the devil, I'm scared. Get out of that spirit. It's a spirit. You have to rebuke that spirit. Okay? So I'm sorry. That's an extra thing here. Well, anyway, here I'm going to go read Psalm 51. It's amazing. It's amazing. No, but I'm going to go to a part here. 1 minute. Here we go. Okay. The battle that we're in. What is the battle we're in? It's the battle of the flesh and the spirit. That's the battle, the flesh and the spirit. The flesh wants something, but our spirit wants something completely different. Remember Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? But the shadow of death. You know, I heard some people talk about this special, this verse 4. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Oh, yeah, that's when you are ready to die. I think that's true. But it's also true that we always go through that valley of the shadow of death, because while we're still in the flesh, you know, there's this fear that you're going to die. You know, it's a fear that is there since the fall of man. You know, the fear of death, the spirit of death. Sometimes we have to rebuke. Remember that we are in a fight here. Anyway. Okay, but I will fear no evil. Why will not fear no evil? Why not? Well, if we keep with the verse, because thou art with me. What does that mean? That you need to know as a child of God that He's with you. And you need to go by faith. You see, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That was the problem with the children of Israel. When they came out of Egypt, God opened the sea. They went through dry land. They defeated nations of giants. But then the Lord told them, okay, go through this other land and defeat them. And they sent the scouts or, you know, to go and see the land, scout the land. And they brought an evil report because they start seeing things in the flesh. It's the same thing. Oh, no, they're giants. They're so big. They consume the inhabitants. In other words, well, I'm not going to get into that one. But, you know, they fell in the trap of the enemy of fear. But that's why the Bible says, fear not. Fear not. One and over. I don't know how many verses you could find that says, fear not. There's a good fear, and that's the fear of the Lord, which is respect. You know, we fear the Lord. Paul said to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, because it's a fight, but not fear the enemy, not fear the flesh, because what? God had been with them. He had already conquered other nations. They went through dry land in the middle of the sea. But then they let, you see, they needed to learn. They needed to understand. But to really understand, you have to go through trials and tribulations. So here we see why all these things happen. Why the Lord lets these things happen to us? Well, you know what, my sweet wife, I love my wife and my missus, but you know what? I'm happy because I know where she is. And that's the difference. You know, in the world, they don't know where they're going. They don't know what is death. We know. We know. Thank the Lord. We know. And we could say, though we walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And that's what we have to grow into, fight us for the Lord. Not let the enemy walk over us. In Isaiah 41:10, he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Remember, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, do you believe God? Do you believe God is the same thing? You know, in the Garden of Eden, God said, you could eat of every tree, but except don't eat of that because you're going to die. And what did men go? They went and ate it. And it's the same thing. God is with us. He promised we could take God's word to the bank. He will never fail us because God doesn't fail and God doesn't lie. But we need to really drink it in. That's why we need a relationship with him. And know that he is who he is. These times are of uncertainty. Anything could happen. We could have Third World War in a week or two. And if we are not close to our Lord, you know, look at what happened when the big scare, I'm not going to say the name, but you know what happened a few years ago, just a couple of years ago with something that, oh, you know, people were not even going to church. They were not even getting together because, oh, I might get it. What did you do in that time? That's a good test. What you trusting or what you in fear? What you trusting or what you in fear? Ask yourself. Be honest with yourself. Lord, I need you. I need to get that word in my heart so I will not fail you again. Oh, we were just listening. Well, listen to God. Okay? He said, fear thou not. And that means anything. Okay? Thank you, Lord. I hope this is good for somebody. You know, but I know it has helped me a lot. This goes with it. Now, we're going to have a story here that Jesus told about Martha and Mary. You remember that story in Luke 10? It's verses 38 to 42. And he says, now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. This is important, Jesus' feet, and heard his word. Now Martha invited him in, and Mary said at Jesus' feet. She was hungry for the word. You see, that's what makes us strong. You don't want to fear. You don't want to fall. You need the word. If you don't have the word in your heart, you know, you could have a legions of people praying for you. But the problem is you let the thing back again. You need to stand up and rebuke that and say no. Okay? So, you know, it really helps to get prayed for. You know, it really helps, that you can fight together because two are better than one. But it is, you must get full of the word and you must be able to not let the enemy come in again and lose what the Lord has done in your life. Anyway, that was just something I had in my heart. But let's keep this. But Martha, that's the problem. But Martha, or you could put your name there. You know, I could see, but Tony was cumbered about with much serving. You see, there's one thing about being too much in the service, when sometimes we need, yes, we need to serve, but we need what keeps us strong in him and close to him. Jesus is the word, remember. Jesus is the word. We need him inside of us. We need to hold on to him, but then Martha was encumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she should help me. Don't you see, Lord, I'm all alone working here hard. And she's just sitting there. That's heavy, no? Look what, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. What was that good part? To listen. Stop, look, and listen. Don't let the train run over you. And that's what happens when we don't stop and we get full of the Lord. We need to get close to the Lord and be fighters. We need to be fighters in this time. We need to be prepared. And when I say prepare, it's not just get a whole bunch of food. I'm not saying don't buy food and get ready for troubles. That's good to do. But the most important thing is that you are prepared in spirit and in truth with the Word, with the Lord. Have a relationship with the Lord. And then anything can happen around you, but He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be there. He will be there with you. And you could be assured. You could be assured because the Word says so, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. But you need to believe it. That is the contract. You want that to happen? Yeah, but I don't know how to. Just get in the Word and believe it. If you don't believe it, it's not, you know, the Lord wants that faith. Remember Abraham. He left. He was going. He didn't know where he was going. Anyway, let me give you another verse here. That's Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I said it at the beginning, but let's do it again. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart. That's who our Lord is. He's meek and lowly. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What the Lord requires of you is very easy, you know. But you need to know that we're fighting a spiritual war. And we, like David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. You know, in sin, in the flesh. You know, and we have to know that it's a battle. And the devil is very fleshly, and he wants you to keep in the flesh so you don't see the spirit behind the whole thing and who you need to defeat. You see, the Lord will be with you, but He's not going to play a fight the battles that you need to. He will be there with you. He will fight for you. He will do everything, but you need to do your part. You need to believe and go. Okay? The battle we face daily is between our carnal and natural mind. Okay? That's where the battle is. The carnal mind wants one thing, and our inner man, the spirit, wants something different. A natural mind wants to feel good, to be honored, to possess good and nicely things, to be secure in the world. This all comes from our human sinful nature and fears, tainted by our selfishness and pride. Remember, the opposite, what the spirit wants, what you inner man, your spirit man wants, and what the devil wants, and what you have been accustomed. I'm going to jump this. I was going to read something, but I'm going to jump this. Well, no. You know what? I'm going to read it to you. Because this is an important point. Jesus comes to His disciples. This is going to paint so you see what the big battle is. And it's at the end of His ministry, I believe, you know. And He says it to them and everybody listening right in the middle of the synagogue. Imagine, Lord, what happened? In John 6, we read, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. What is He talking about? You know, who eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. What is he teaching to be a cannibalism? Do we need to eat him now? Well, Jesus was talking, you know, Jesus was talking about the spirit. But the carnal mind couldn't take it. You know, sometimes I see these debates with a Christian and an atheist, you know. And the poor atheist, he doesn't believe in God. He's seeing everything in the flesh. He doesn't get it. I hope sometimes that, you know, maybe helps, you know, somebody that doesn't know the Lord to the Lord talks to them. But really, you're not convinced somebody that is just seeing things in the flesh. They need to have a change in their life, which the Lord can do it. I was an atheist too. There was a time that I didn't believe in it. Lord changed me completely. But what I'm saying, when you're living in the flesh, and the worst thing is a Christian that lives in the flesh, that doesn't see what's really happening in the spirit. We need to wake up, because that's what the devil wants to do. He wants you to live so much in the flesh that you don't see what's happening in the spirit. Okay? So, anyway, that was just a jump. But Jesus was talking up the spirit. And what happened? Well, he says, many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And left. Why? Because they were looking in the flesh. But we need to know that the battle is in the spirit. And it is the flesh against the spirit. In this time, it's very important that we get prepared in the spirit. We get close to the Lord. Because, brothers and sisters, very soon, it's going to look to our natural eyes as that the devil is winning. It's going to look. Read your Bible. You know, read your Bible. It's going to look like the enemy is winning. And the Lord's going to let that happen. Why? Because we need to stay strong in him. And many are going to fall. Are you going to fall? Oh, first thing, no, not me, not me. Well, if you're not strong in him and in the word, you can fall. You know, we all can fall. So we need to stay in track. We need to be looking to the word. We need to stay close to him. For as the word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And this is not anything new. I'm not saying anything new. And you know it, you know. Look in Hebrews. I love Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Imagine the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. You're crazy. Yes, we are crazy for him. For by it the elders obtain a good report. All those people of God, they went by faith. And through faith, they went. And it says in Hebrews 11 that they shut the mouths of lions. They went. They did amazing things. Why? Because they trusted in the Lord. And the Lord was with them. And the Lord... Look at the three children of Israel in Babylon. You know, it looked like the end, because to the fire they went. And the fire was so strong that the big man of war that threw him in died from the fire. But to everybody's amazement, they saw 3 plus 1 more in the fire, walking, maybe dancing, I don't know. And they came out when the king called them, the 3 came out, and not even the smell of smoke was in them. Not even a hair of the head burned. Why? Because they trusted. They believed. Like they said, King, we believe the Lord could do it, but if he doesn't do it, well, you know, I'm not going to bow down to your God because we have a good God. And God was with them. But that's what it takes. You want to be up in the coming days? Well, you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. And it's prepared. You need to be strong in the Lord. And how you get strong with the Lord? In his word. Hebrews 11. All those men of God, they had persecution. They came, but they believe in him. And I'm not going to go on with this, but you get the idea. You know, you need to believe. You need to be strong in the Lord. So when all these trials and tribulations come, you could stand strong and know that he is with you. Don't be the next meal for the devil. Don't be the next meal. You need to be strong in the Lord. That's why you need to find, you know, really man of God that could teach you the word and be strong and not let the enemy, because brothers and sisters, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Times are coming that are gonna be really tough. They're gonna be tough. I know that a lot of churches are not teaching that. Everything is good. Yes, God is good, but God is a righteous God. And everybody wants revival, but without repentance, there's no revival. Repentance. And repentance is you get to a point, you see you're going the wrong way, and you turn around and you go God's way. God bless you out. Now, the few little minutes I have left, I want to tell you, I told you my sweet wife went to be with the Lord, and before she went, she was so, I mean, you could see in her eyes, she had, you know, she was so excited, and she said, love, she said, daddy, she called me daddy, and I called her mommy. She said, I want to go with you to the mission field again. She's been to the mission field for over 20 years with me in the past, you know. And she said, I want to go back, you know, to the mission field. And that's what I'm doing, you know. I'm getting ready. I'm getting, you know, when she died, we had a pig. You know how the world is. And we got into debt to give her a nice burial and everything like that. But Lord willing, in 5-6 months, I'm going to be out of that debt. And I'm going to go to the mission field. But this time, it's not going to be for 2-3 weeks. I want to live mainly in the mission field. Okay? So, I'm going to need some people to help. You know? I want you to pray and say, okay, Lord, and you can come with me. Somebody wants to come, you know. Let's serve the Lord, you know. But I'm going to ask you know, some people to really pray to the Lord. Lord, should I give? You know, the Lord said, we know we have to go. And maybe you don't need to go, but at least your money could go. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's what we're going to be doing. Or at least I'm going to be doing with some brothers there in Honduras. And I plan, you know, a work there in Central America. Well, there's a lot of plans, but I know the Lord is going to do it. Okay, whatever. He's going to show us exactly, you know. So please keep me in your prayers, first of all, because God's still on the throne and prayer changes things. And, you know, ask the Lord, you know, if he wants to help. It could be monthly, you know, $5, $10, or you know, $100, whatever, you know. And just remember that the Lord will repay, okay? God bless you. I think we have come to the end.
Good message tonight, Brother Tony.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
What would you like to title it for the archive tonight?
Watch you, oh boy. Faith versus the flesh or flesh or spirit, okay. Something like that.
Okay. Now, Brother Tony, how can a person make contact with you and support your ministry in these mission trips?
Yes. Okay, I have a website, and it's his, with letters, his, H-I-S, word, W-O-R-D, the number two, the letter U, .com. In other words, his word to you, .com. Spell his word all together, then a number two and the letter U.com. And there's a place there that you can help. And soon, I've been talking to another missionary. And if you want to do soon in the future, you could give a donation and it's going to be tax deductible. Okay? I don't have it yet. But very soon, in the next month or so, we will put that in the website. Okay, so you can help, and if you want to help, and you own a business, you know, it can help you. You can help us to win the world, and you can deduct it out of your taxes.
Brother, I'm very Amen. Sorry for the loss of your wife, but I know she's with Jesus tonight. And yes. I think what you want to do over there in Honduras and these countries is an awesome thing. I encourage people to support Pastor Tony and these mission trips. And I know a great blessing will come from it. One more Amen. Time, if someone wants to contact you, give that email address out again and any other info you want to give out.
Okay, the website. And there it has ways you could help, and also you could go to the channel and see some of the classes and stuff like that. And it is H-I-S-W-O-R-D, in other words, his word, the number two, the letter U.com. His word to you.com. His word to you.com. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Shannon. It's such a blessing to be back.
Hey, brother, likewise. And look at your schedule. Get me another date, and let's keep this thing going. Love and appreciate
yes,
you. And I want to thank Brother Lou Young for setting up the program tonight. It had been, I think, over yes. a year since we've been together, so I'm so happy to have you back on, and looking forward to seeing you again real soon, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Shannon. God bless you all.
God Amen. Bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Pastor Tony Collette. Tony Collette. Did you enjoy the programs we did tonight, today? We started this morning, 10 a.m. Eastern with Michael Cummins, followed by Robert Avila out of Sweden. Then we came back this evening, Speak My Word, Tommy Hollihan, Tony Collette, Six Show Marathon. Now, I am going to stand by for just a few more minutes. Sheila has asked me to come on a program tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, and I'm waiting to see if we're still doing the program or not. So I'm going to sit tight just for a few minutes. But I want to thank all of you for tuning into these programs live when you can. It sure is nice to see some live people out there. And most of you that do tune in the program, listen in the archive. That's where the bulk of the listenership comes from, as mentioned. So if you can't get the shows live, don't worry. We put them up in the archive. They're free. You can get them at OmegaManRadio.com. If you go there, you'll find links to several places that carry the archive. All free. Free to stream or download, whichever you prefer. If you got hard drive space, collect them all. Like the Hardee's collector glasses way back in the day. I don't know if they still have Hardee's anymore. It was a fast food joint in Georgia. And they had the Looney Tunes characters, these glasses. You go in there and buy you, you know, your Happy Meal, whatever, you know, your hamburger, and you get your Coke or drink in a glass cup with a Looney Tune figure. Collect them all. Click all these shows. You're going to need about 2 terabytes, however, because we're fast approaching our new milestone, 11,000 episodes. The countdown is going to be on this week. Final 100 shows to get to 11,000. And I'm so excited to hit that milestone. Another milestone for me personally is 8 years. April 29th, I've been married 8 years. And been on the island of Bali 7 days from now. 8 years, hard to believe. I think this is the longest time I've ever been in one place. And we've been in the same house renting. And we have outgrown it. So if you saw my house, it looked like something out of a dish of Hoarders. We've got no storage space, so we stack things up along the walls. But I still have guest bedroom from my mother if she comes and visits. And but praise the Lord. Where am I going with this? 14 years is the next milestone on the program. June 22nd or was it May 22nd? I got to go look that up. I've forgotten. It's been 14 years almost. But I'll get the date right. We'll be going into season 14. So praise the Lord. Time has flown. My goodness, it has. Yes, it has. And we're going to keep going for Jesus. Now, I'm looking at the schedule for the rest of the month. Looks pretty healthy. Also, don't forget, we started back a new old thing. Every Saturday night, 8 o'clock to 10 p.m. Eastern, we're there. And if we go into overtime, no problem. We're there for the Saturday Night Deliverance broadcast. Each week, I'll be joined by a different speaker. Last week, it was Lou Young. This week, it'll be Victor Mrablak. And I'm excited to be able to bring this program back to you. If you need deliverance or know someone who does, and you say, you know, it just seems I never am able to call in, I missed the show. Well, you can plan for it now. Saturday nights. Got a whole week to plan for it from week to week. Get out there, send somebody out there. Right here to this program, OmegaManRadio.com. And from here, we're going to take your phone calls on Blog Talk Radio. And if people need help, that's what we're here to do. Pray for people. Cast out devils. Break generational curses. Break witchcraft curses. Break soul ties. Lead people to Jesus. Pray for the sick that they be healed. All in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because apart from Jesus, we can't do anything. If it was not for Jesus Christ, you couldn't cast out a devil. You couldn't lay hands on the sick and expect them to be healed. There would be no salvation. There would be nothing except a short life here, and then you die and go into eternity to the devil's hell. Really, we all deserve to go to hell. There's not one righteous, no, not one. But thank God we didn't get what we deserved. But we had the mercy of God to send his only begotten Son, that whosoever would call on him, Jesus Christ, does not have to perish, but can have eternal life by believing on him. Repenting of our sins means making a turn. Well, so praise the Lord. We want to give him the glory, the honor, the praise, because apart from him, again, apart from Jesus Christ, we can't do anything, but we can do all things through him that strengthens us, Jesus Christ, that is. And he's called us to cast out devils, lay hands on the sick that they recover. When I say us, you, me, all believers have been called. The Great Commission has never been rescinded. Show me where in the Bible Jesus said, you're done. You don't have to cast out devils. Heal the sick. Win people to Jesus. You just go out there and play golf. Show me where it says that we can retire and just go play golf. Many people look forward to the day they can retire. I'm here to tell you, if I live long enough, a Mega Man's not retiring the way others retire. Let me die with my boots on. I hope to make it to Israel before it all wraps up. And if I don't, well, I'll be there when Jesus comes back anyway. We're all going to be in Israel. That is, if we keep the faith and endure to the end, because that's where Jesus is coming back to rule and reign from. Mount Zion. You better love the word Zion, because it's going to all be about Zion, God's holy hill. And the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign right there from Mount Zion in Jerusalem. If you don't love Jerusalem, you don't love Zion, if you don't love Zionist, if you don't love Israel, then I guess you're not going to be there with me and others when Jesus comes back. Only leaves one place for you to be, a place called hell. We're either with Jesus or we're apart from him for eternity. What's it going to be? God bless Israel. And look at the schedule for tomorrow. We're going to be on with Joseph Cohen at 7. Wait a minute. Where am I at here? That was the 16th. That was Tuesday. Hold on a second. I've got to better fast forward here. Wait a minute. Here we go. I got the right date. Thursday, the 18th. Gary Stafford with a guest. Speak my word. Brian Melvin. Joseph Jasinski will be back tomorrow. We will have a demon hotline Friday as well. I just saw that. Lou Young will be on with me Friday night. And then Saturday night, the main Saturday night deliverance is right there. Okay. I have not heard anything from Sheila. Well, that's the third time, no show. Three strikes, you're out. So I guess we're not doing a program. Okay, well, folks, love and appreciate you. And God richly bless you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I do want to encourage you to support this program. We're only able to do these shows because of people that have partnered with us to help us. And really, it is the greatest walk of faith I've ever done. It's a day-to-day, week-to-week. At this juncture along the road, difficulty has increased for us to do these programs like never before. But we managed to get them done because someone comes through. Maybe that someone is you. And I want to thank you that have. We got food on the table. Got my rent paid. And we live week to week. But God is good. And I hope crypto will rebound. It's in the gutter. We shall see what happens in the world of crypto. That could be the way out for many. A way to get out of financial dire straits. If this thing would just turn around. It seemed to be one of the last opportunities really to make some money. So I wanted to get back into it. I'm studying it again. I have seen it work in the past, and we shall see if there's any new meme coins that we can get in on at some point. Ground four, get in on the next Dogecoin or Shiba before it takes off. Okay, folks, I love you. You can support this work a number of ways if you'd like to. OmegaManRadio.com. We've got PayPal over there at the website. I just added a few new options. Of course, we've got Zelle and Cash App. Now we're able to do Venmo, Apple Cash, Google Pay, Strike, for anybody who's heard of Strike, we have Strike now, and GoFundMe. Did I mention that? Litecoin, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and a mailing address. I pulled out all stops. There's no excuse to give if you want to give. Some people say, well, I would give, but I don't like PayPal. It's okay. You've got 9 other ways. PayPal is still tried and true. It's the best way. And it will probably be the best way until Jesus comes back. It's a fast way you can give internationally. It works great. Just works. But we have those other options for those of you that want to give. And again, thank you to those that have. We really are grateful. God bless you. I believe you have great fruit in something that the Lord built over here. And I've got some new reloaded programs I'm going to put up later in the day for you. So check out the archives. They're growing every day. Soon again, we're going to have 11,000 shows. It may be the greatest full gospel archive that was ever created. It might be the world record for podcasts, but Jesus Christ set that world record. I wouldn't have made it 30 days. So the Lord Jesus Christ goes in the Guinness Book of World Records. And it's an honor to be here. And sir, because that's what we're here to do. God bless you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bless everybody that tuned in tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over us all. We ask, Father God, that you'd have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.